Olin Holland.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm looking to speak with Perry.
Oh, you know what? This is Lucy. I'm actually been trying to get up to you guys. So, I had talked to somebody, and I thought we had terminated service. And then when I got my Best Buy bill, looks like you guys have been billing me. So I haven't been really utilizing your services because I can't verify the website. And so what I want to do is, and then the other thing I was looking at on the homepage, if you guys look at the number for the people to call us, that's the wrong number. So I'm not getting any calls.
Well, mainly the reason why you're not getting calls is because there's a few things that haven't been done yet. We've actually spoke with Perry just a couple of weeks ago in regards to these steps.
I've already asked you guys, so I apologize to interrupt you. I've asked you guys not to speak with Perry because Perry does the labor. I'm the one that handles everything else. I'm his wife.
Oh, okay, gotcha, definitely. The thing is that for the account cancellation, we do need to speak to the account holder. I can set up an appointment where I can give him a call directly.
Okay, so it would have to be when we are home. But the other thing, so let me ask you this. So
Definitely. With
that phone number being incorrect, don't you guys owe us some type of refund? Because we've never got those calls. And you guys have my phone number listed incorrectly.
If you're referring to the incorrect number, that being the call tracking number, and I'm sure if that's what you mean, which is the 903-230-9688, is that what you mean by the wrong number?
Yes.
Right, so that's the correct number. This is a number that's discussed during the interview that you guys had with us initially when you set up services, which okay. I'll remind you, I know this is a lot of information that you guys took in that day.
Okay, so
whoever that was with.
Actually, I wasn't there. When you guys set this up, you guys called my husband and somebody who had a really strong accent set it up, and he didn't really understand what he was getting into. And I told him, why did you do that? Because I set us up on Angie's list. So I don't even know how you guys even got our number to even solicit this type of service, which is okay. The service, I mean, the website would look great and everything if it was running right, but it's not. So.
Okay, so as I was, just to go back to the explanation there, Lucy, and I appreciate what you mentioned. It makes complete sense. I understand. So, again, the call tracking number is the correct number. So at the beginning with Perry, in this case, since he's the one that did the interview, we explained the call tracking number. The call tracking number is like a mask. It doesn't replace the number. It's just basically a mask. And each time someone calls the number, it's you guys directly who get the call. It's not us. It's not anybody else. Now, the reason of it is due to statistics. So each time you guys get a call, what we do is we do a count of calls and we compare calls month to month to help improve numbers, of course, of traffic of
clients. Give me one moment. Okay, because I'm at work and I'm trying to do two things at once. So can you call me after work? I get off at 8 o'clock tonight. Is that too late?
It depends. What time do you have now?
It's 12:30 now.
Oh, okay. You guys are 2 hours ahead of us. Then, yeah, that's too late. So we close at 6 your time.
Okay. So we can't repair this until another day because so then why when the last call I got, I mean, I got one in February 27th and then another one back today.
Like
why
a client
is it so
call
gap? No, a customer.
A customer call, like someone's getting like
yeah,
your service?
Somebody looking for service. Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So the reason why is because, again, there's two very important things that haven't been done in your guys' end that are affecting very negatively that you guys are not getting clients. So one of them is the verification of the Google
business. Okay, and we've already explained we can't do that. Okay, next.
Just need a moment.
I'm sorry, please. I'm at work. I need to go fast on this. I'm sorry.
As long as I can speak, I'll be finishing fast. That's all I need.
Okay. So all you need, so you need the verification.
So the verification of Google is important. Without doing that, you guys do not exist in Google, and as a consequence, no one can see you and no one can call you. That's one. Number two, Facebook, we don't have access to the Facebook business page, and as a result to that, there are no ads, which means that no one sees the business as well.
Okay.
So with no visibility, you guys don't exist.
Okay, so then we need to set up an appointment to cancel this order, because I can't get on Facebook because the phone number we want to use, I can't use it. And I can't use the phone number. So because some guy had my phone number before, and then I can't seem to change it on Facebook. So can you call us on – are you guys – can you call us on Friday morning? No, let's do Wednesday morning. Let's set up an appointment for 10 o'clock so that we can go ahead and cancel this with you, I, and Perry.
Wednesday the 18th, this coming Wednesday?
Yes, sir. Wednesday the 18th, because that's my day off, and that's when he'll have a day off.
Wednesday the 18th at 10 a.m. Gotcha. Absolutely. I'll set that up, and I'll give you a call myself on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
And what is your name, sir?
George.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, George, because we do want to use your services, but we need to find a way that we can get on our Facebook going and stuff like that, okay?
I'll help you on Wednesday. Not a problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.